on earth is Florida State 1-7 this year? How do you go from 13-1 last year, where you were 13-0 and then you lost to Georgia 63-3? How do you go to, from that to 1-7? Could you fire his ass over 1-7? Over 1-whatever?
Yeah. Of course.
Holy Toledo.
I was just saying, it's amazing so looking at their year by year. I've never seen what I would consider to be, maybe it's because of my youth, but Florida State, the uniforms, the big names, how awesome it was to watch him on TV, the amazing moments, so much theater, always in the news. I've never seen a program like that that I would consider iconic to have the highs and the lows that they have.
I have a signed mini helmet from Gene Deckerhoff, who I loved as their play-by-play voice for years and years. I've always had a soft spot for Florida State.
Florida State was Duke. They were the Yankees. They were all of that.
Yeah. You know? Think about, dad liked Florida State.
Think about Ohio State's down years, the Fickell year, right?
Yeah.
And the other years that are considered down, Tressel had that one stretch where they, remember, they got drilled by Iowa, and I think he had a four or five loss season. That was his rock bottom. Urban Meyer's down year was when he would slip up and then in the regular season to like a Purdue or Iowa, and then lost to Michigan State in the Big Ten championship. But then they roll in the bowl game.
They played. I remember I was getting into college football when I was little. I knew about Ohio State years and years. I remember they played. I think they played like Kansas. And the game was televised. My dad's like, sit down and watch Florida State. They're amazing. Like my dad liked Florida State a little bit. And because he loves Florida. And I ended up watching. I was like, man, I kind of like Florida State. Florida State's kind of cool. Always had that soft spot. 1-7. I look at their record right now. And I'll finish it up with this. North Carolina at Notre Dame, Charleston Southern, Florida. They're looking at 2-10.
Oof.
But that is just awful. That is just atrocious.
And meanwhile, Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
How's he doing right now?
Yeah, they're looking at 10-2, I think. They got a real chance at it. And that is going to be a conversation again down in Tallahassee because I might be eating some words there.
Yeah. Anyway. Where again did Deion Sanders go to college?
I went to Florida State.
Where did he play football at?
He played football at Florida State for the Seminoles.
That's interesting.
Both ways.
Does he have any other sons that are good?
He's got two sons, and then he's got another son that gets into it with people on the internet.
I know. It's amazing.
Moving on there, bud. Anyway, the Browns, should Jameis Winston, a Florida State quarterback, by the way, should he? Yeah, nice tie-in, eh? Should
we're
he
gonna do
get
a segment on Charlie Ward and great two-sport athletes later in the show.
If Charlie Ward would have been playing now, he would have been the first overall
pick.
Yes,
I said
that. You said that too, and you are right about that. Back if he was born 20 years later, what could have been? Probably about 25. Charlie Ward's probably older than we think. Should Jameis Winston get the chance to be the long-term starter? I say absolutely get a chance. Because they're going to keep winning games.
Yeah,
if they keep winning games, then that means they're going to be lower. I don't know if they're going to go to the playoffs, but they're going to be lower.
They can make a threat. They can make it a threat. If they go on the run, you know, they win this week, they got the bye, then they beat the Saints, they split with Pittsburgh of those two games, probably got to beat Denver, and to keep them in the hunt, right? Because you lose to Denver, that's really tough. Like, we're doing a schedule game out of nowhere right now. But if he is, again, elevating the wide receivers, I know that was a debate yesterday on the afternoon show, but if all of a sudden you're evaluating players differently because of Jameis, he will be given the chance. Absolutely. What I wonder is, how will you feel about that going into the year if Jameis Winston is your surefire starting quarterback to start a season? Because I think most around the league would think you have a definitive ceiling.
You would also believe, though, that, again, do you want to give up a bunch of draft picks? What was the record again, as you just said it? What would their final record be at the end of this year?
If they go on a run like that, maybe they, God, if everything goes their way, 9-8.
So you're saying if they were a wild card team? So if they were a wild card team,
then would be right on the fringes.
Then forget any of the top quarterbacks, because they're definitely going to be overdrafted no matter what they are, because they're quarterbacks, right? So you're gonna say goodbye to that. Like, yeah, you have to have Jameis then next year. I can't go through all this again. The only thing I think might be different is that if Jameis were the starter and he were to struggle next season, if Deshaun was the backup, then they would want to put Deshaun in. And I think a lot of people would go, all right, well, that's the end of 2025 here. Because I don't think a lot of people would have any faith whatsoever in Deshaun Watson walking back on the field again for the Cleveland Browns. So that might take a little bit from it. At some point, you're going to have to pay the fiddler, and you're going to have to go after a quarterback again high in the draft. But will you be able to put that off?
Yeah, 9-8 with would Jameis have them. Winston? 9-8 would have them picking where?
Probably mid round,
15-18.
Yeah,
somewhere
in there, right before the yeah, playoff team start.
Like Bo Nix went
maybe 20.
Yeah, no. Bo Nix went 12.
Not interested. No. No.
I'm trying to look. I know obviously quarterbacks have been taken.
Do you think Bo Nix is a long term?
Kenny Pickett was 20.
Absolutely not. I mean, you're naming
Mac
some...
Jones was 15.
Nope.
No.
Fields was 11.
Mm-mm. I like Justin Fields, but I've given up that battle. No.
Haskins was 15.
God bless him.
Yeah. Boy, it's really interesting. There really haven't been a lot of good ones in that range. They're either overdrafted and they become busts, or they fall, they slip, they go to a good situation. Yeah, then they go to a good situation, like good team that's normally fairly stable. Although you'd say the Browns are actually stable if it's Stefanski and Barry.
But the good ones have to, if they're still there at 10, everybody jumps, right? Like everybody jumps up. So you got to make a move then.
Well, if they go 9-8, ain't no one losing their job then.
No.
If you were to lose two games down the stretch, ain't no one losing
their
job.
Well, it's got to be the right two.
Unless you really want a quarterback and you just don't believe that he should be involved in drafting whatsoever.
You gotta
but
go
they're
back,
holding on to him.
Yeah, go back 2014 and Manziel goes 22 and Bridgewater goes.
I think he would have been probably a middle of the road quarterback when it's all said and done, but the injury, we don't know what we would get out of that. Tony and Chagrin, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Thank you.
EJ Manuel, 16.
Oh, jeez. That was a tough
one. These kind of tell you it's never a good idea to get him there.
Yeah, go ahead. True. Goodness gracious. Tony, go ahead.
So, listen. Deshaun Watson's done, okay? He's done in Cleveland. His career here is over. Maybe he's a backup somewhere else. I don't care. I'm done with him. Jameis Winston, you got to ride him out this year, okay? Got to see what you got in him. If you got something good, keep rolling with him next year. And then I've got a proposal for you guys. Drew Aller. Let's go get him. Hometown kid.
Who?
Big guy. Big arm. Let's go.
Who do you want?
Drew Aller.
You said his name? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say his name.
Yeah, Drew Aller.
Tony, damn it. I made the biggest fuss ever for Mitch. And Mitch... You know, he made a lot
Trubisky.
Of money in the NFL. Yeah. Mitch, who did I got to mix?
Spinell.
Okay, Mitch Spinell. I might have made a bigger deal about Mitch Trubisky than I would my own son. And he comes from good stock, and he made a lot of money in the NFL. God bless him. But obviously, he wasn't what the Bears or anybody really wanted him to be. Because of that, I am nervous about Drew Aller. Also, it took a little bit of time to come to fruition, which you still get these weirdo college football fans that say he sucks. I don't agree with them
right
whatsoever.
Now,
I think he's in a tough offense to deal with.
I'm seeing mostly
only 20 years old.
He is. He's only a pup.
Opponents.
I'm seeing mostly end of day two for Drew right now.
What if he stays another year?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to have a quarterback stay for 4 years now? Or
is
that
Baker? Do you remember Baker and how he got elevated?
Yeah. I'm just pointing out, if you can just stay another year, Tony, thank you very much for the call. If you could just stay another year, that might give him a little bit even more seasoning before he just turns into Sean Clifford for everybody out there. Like, it's such a bad thing to stay in college for 4 years instead of going to the NFL and possibly being taken by some team that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground and ruining your career. Like, Mitch had to come out when Mitch came out. His stock was never going to be any higher. He ended up getting taken by the Bears. I mean, that's the equivalent of... I wish I could make the comparison that I'm thinking of right now to your own career. Lively and Elyria. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're talking too much about next year. I think we need to stop talking about next year's draft and just play this year out one game at a time.
Well, I've never heard anybody say one game at a time. This is new stuff here.
Nah, it's still football any way you slice it.
Now, what about now? Can they win any given Sunday?
Yes, sir. I've got them picked to win this week.
Okay.
I've been against them the last 2 weeks.
Let me ask you this, Lively. Are the Browns just trying to go 1-0 this week?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
One game at a time.
Step between those white lines.
Run that ball.
Yep. At the end of the day, you got to make sure of it. Lively, thank you very much for the call.
You got to keep the main thing.
Absolutely. Josh in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, I was excited on Sunday, too. Here's the whole thing. The next 2 years, Deshaun is owed $76 million. And $78 million. And somehow next year, I heard Schefter on McAfee's show, It's a $100.8 million cap hit.
What's that got to do with me?
We can't afford Jameis if he is good. Any veteran quarterback that's decent, you're looking at like 20 per year, right?
Okay. At least,
you gotta. And our good players in two more years are going to be that much older, that much more brittle. If I would, it sucks to say, and I want him to retire a Brown, but I would trade Garrett if you can get a one or a one and a two. I would talk to Denzel. Hey, you got six concussions. Are you going to retire next year? We'll trade you to a playoff contender this year. We're not going to the playoffs.
Well, not with that attitude. Not with that attitude, Josh.
No, listen. Chubb, there's a rumor about him retiring. I go to Nick and say, look, you're retiring a Brown. But if you only have this year left, we'll trade you to a contender. But, you know, obviously retire a Brown. I would trade any piece that we have. We are not good at anything.
We're not good at anything? We're good on defense. We weren't good on defense on Sunday.
We had a decent game. I was happy. I was excited. The interception probably would have been picked nine times.
Josh, they've been pretty good on defense throughout most of this year already, except for the Dallas game.
They haven't been good on – no, we have not.
When? When weren't they good on defense?
We got ran through by the Giants, all right? Even last year when we were ranked high, we still got sliced up many times.
They gave up 21 points against the Giants. Like, sometimes you're going to give up some points.
We are in salary cap hell. I know you say it's make-believe, but the next 2 years it's not. We're going to lose players. We're going to get even worse. We got to just get – and I don't even want no quarterback in this coming year's draft. I mean, maybe
– Oh, so we got a kid. So you want to sell off all these assets and then we just want to wait on a quarterback?
I want Arch.
So I got to sit here and wait another year. I got to sit here and wait another year. And by the way, everybody who's telling me that Shedeur Sanders ain't going to come to Cleveland, wait until you get a load of the Manning family. They'll make their own decision. Remember, Peyton made this decision too.
Wait another year. So what? You're happy with 3-14 next year?
You should be very happy with 3-14 next year because that would put you in a prime position to take Arch Manning.
No, you're saying
you can't talk out of both sides here, Josh.
You're going to have another bad year. We're going to have a couple bad years. We are in a weird spot right now because of Deshaun. We have players that are getting older: Betonio, Garrett, Denzel. We don't have many good players. They're good on paper and their previous teams.
So I need to fart away the rest of this year and next year just for the chance to maybe have Arch Manning say yes to us, even though that his family is famous for this type of thing.
If you can get him in the second round this year, I would take him. I mean, he's big, he's fast.
Oh, so we're going to go back down the second round quarterback route, and we're not going to take a guy at the tippy top of the draft, even in a not so great draft class.
Or just go 6-11, 7-10, miss the playoffs.
When you take guys, Josh, when you wait and take guys in the second round and things like that, and you're constantly waiting on the quarterback, the one quarterback that you think of, that's how you get to 6-11 and 5-10 in the Lima song. That's how you get to that. Do we still have that recorder, or was that from too long ago?
Well, might be that time was a different schedule.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor Swift re-recorded her old hits because she wasn't making money off them. Oh, so Lima's maybe version. It's time.
That's how you do that. Draft, waiting for a guy to come to you at pick number 22. That's how you constantly do 3-13 and 4-12 and 6-11 and 5-10. Off and off and off again. However
Brandon,
you saw
Brandon Whedon. I mean, Brady Quinn. Yeah. Johnny Manziel. No. That is exactly what happened.
5-11. If you're taking 5-11. 4-12, 10-6. Oh, and then back to 4-12 and 6-10 and 4-12 and 5-11. 3-13, 5-11, 4-12.
That's unbelievable.
5-11. Browns record every single year. No quarterback ever.
Yeah, Jameis is either your guy or you're drafting a guy at the top of the first round. I almost said something I had to dumb. I'm not messing around with other quarterbacks in second rounds and third rounds and things like that. Yeah, I know. Every now and then you get yourself a Kirk Cousins. Every time you've done it, you've got yourself name the quarterback over the last 20 years. Name him. I don't even want to do it because it's mean-spirited. Lewis and Shaker, yeah.
That was that last caller was ridiculous. Why would you want to do that? Is Arch Manning a short thing? Yeah, he comes from good stock, but is he a short thing? We don't know that.
He's a fine quarterback. I mean, I'm not going to besmirch him for that. I'm not going to go after that last caller for that. We all know he's a good quarterback, and he does come from good stock. That's true.
Yeah, but is he going to be a good quarterback in the NFL? And you want to lose for 2 years?
Well, hell, I don't know about that, Lewis.
Exactly. Everybody just sit tight. Sit tight and see what happens the next couple of weeks. And then, you know, just relax. Let's see. We're going to win Sunday, I guarantee you. Just sit tight.
That's all I got to say.
How do you know we're going to win?
How are they underdogs this week? Can you explain that one to us, Lewis? The handicapper of handicappers.
Yeah.
I took the Browns last week, and I won money on them.
We are at home and two-point dogs with the Jameis Renaissance going on as we speak.
And I'll take the Browns. I'm telling you, we're going to win. Everybody just relax. They didn't look too bad. They look good last week. Just everybody relax.
We went from Peter in Perrysburg yesterday saying that the decade of football is over. We're not going to be competitive until 2030 to Lewis and Shaker this week, guaranteeing a victory on Sunday and sounding like there's going to be no problem whatsoever. What a season this is turning into.